There was dynamite once again in the morning at the Commission of Inquiry, headed by Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo. I think the phrase, which is going to be quoted more than just about any other during the entire Zondo Commission process, is every contract was tainted by bribery. There was dramatic testimony in the morning, and then they adjourned for lunch, and then they didn't come back again after lunch. Clement Magnatella of Eyewitness News was present there today. What is the security situation which caused the abandonment of the afternoon session, Clement?
We don't know what the security question, especially the one that had pushed the Deputy Chief Justice to sort of postpone proceedings to tomorrow, what that situation really is. But we have an idea, because earlier this morning, Angelo Agretti told the commission that he was worried yesterday when he spotted a former cop. His name is Solomon Sekgale, who used to be in the employ of Agretti at Bosasa at some point, and we understand is still an employee of Bosasa. He was spotted yesterday in the premises of the inquiry, and Agretti says when he went to inquire what he was doing there, he was standing with some of the cops, and he found out that he had actually used his old ID card, the police ID card, to gain access and didn't follow the right accreditation processes. So he already indicated in the morning that he was worried and concerned about his safety, and the Deputy Chief Justice promised that they would look into that. In fact, he said there was already an investigation into that. And then when we were supposed to return from lunch around 2 p.m., we waited. There was a delay of over an hour, and we didn't know what was happening. Angelo Agretti was nowhere to be found as well. And then the Deputy Chief Justice came out and said, due to the security situation around him, they've decided then to sort of postpone the proceedings, and they will be back tomorrow morning. They want to allow authorities to heighten security and make sure that, you know, the witnesses who come before the commission are secure and they're safe.
And then, again, lots of very detailed testimony about how the cash, which Agretti says was for bribes, that memorable phrase, every contract was tainted by bribes, and the process, and a video which you would have seen it, Clement. How convincing, how dramatic was that video which showed supposedly Gavin Watson in his walk-in vault stuffed with cash, putting together cash for bribes?
Well, pretty much convincing. It's very clear, that video. So you can clearly see the vault, and we knew about the vault yesterday already, that there is a vault in the premises of Bosasa, and there's lots of money that is being kept there, and it's money that is being used to bribe senior government officials or even executives in private companies that do business with Bosasa. So we saw that vault today. You could clearly see the person that Agretti claims is the chief financial officer of Bosasa walking into the vault and taking this box of money that is stashed with cash. And then they open it up. I mean, the video, you can see them taking out so much money. In fact, you see the CEO of Bosasa, Gavin Watson, counting that money and, you know, counting and saying, all right, this is a million. And you can clearly see the money packaged there on the table in the office of Gavin Watson, which is also near the other safe and the other vault that is in his office. So the video was very convincing. You can clearly see the faces of some of the people that work for Bosasa that, you know, Agretti mentioned, and including, of course, the chairman, Joe Gumede, the chairman also appearing there in the video at some point. And it was very shocking to hear him say that all of that money that was used and kept in the vault was actually laundered, and therefore it was used to pay bribes. And even the money that Gavin Watson was counting, Agretti says that money that came to a million rand that we saw in the video was actually about to be put into the security plastic bags and sent over for bribery.
Clement, yesterday he talked specifically about contracts relating to the South African Post Office, to Sasol, and to AXA, guarding the car parking area at AXA. And he mentioned names there. As part of today, were any new names, people who are implicated were names named?
Yeah, look, so far we've only, you know, heard him name someone called Patrick. He used to be the chief financial officer of the correctional services. And I mean, if you just Google his name in Bosasa, you can see how so many articles have been written about how he was paid bribes. There are claims that even Bosasa built him a mansion just to make sure that he keeps on making and bringing to Bosasa contracts from the correctional services. So that's one name that's been mentioned. You know, ironically, just before we went for lunch, the Deputy Chief Justice was asking Agretti about the kind of contracts immediately after he said, you know, that phrase that he used, which is now famous, that, of course, all the contracts that Bosasa had with government were tainted. The Deputy Chief Justice wanted to know the details, you know, which contracts, which departments, and which people and individuals who are in senior positions in government played a role in facilitating and receiving those bribes. And, you know, Agretti said he would mention those names after the break, after we come back from the lunch break. Well, we did come back for the lunch break, but that had to be postponed because of the security situation. So I imagine now we would have more names that he would have mentioned, okay, particularly then, yeah, of those who are in government. But
they'll come tomorrow
that has
then.
To be postponed. That'll probably be tomorrow.
Clement Magnotella of Eyewitness News. Thank you. And then, again, lots of very detailed testimony about how the cash, which Agretti says was for bribes, that memorable phrase, every contract was tainted by bribes, and the process and a video which you would have seen it, Clement. How convincing, how dramatic was that video which showed supposedly Gavin Watson in his walk-in vault stuffed with cash, putting together cash for bribes?
Well, pretty much convincing. It's very clear, that video. So you can clearly see the vault, and we knew about the vault yesterday already, that there is a vault in the premises of Bosasa, and there's lots of money that is being kept there, and it's money that is being used to bribe senior government officials or even executives in private companies that do business with Bosasa. So we saw that vault today. You could clearly see the person that Agretti claims is the chief financial officer of Bosasa walking into the vault and taking this box of money that is stashed with cash. And then they open it up. I mean, the video, you can see them taking out so much money. In fact, you see the CEO of Bosasa, Gavin Watson, counting that money and, you know, counting and saying, all right, this is a million. And you can clearly see the money packaged there on the table in the office of Gavin Watson, which is also near the other safe and the other vault that is in his office. So the video was very convincing. You can clearly see the faces of some of the people that work for Bosasa that, you know, Agretti mentioned, and including, of course, the chairman, Joe Gumede, the chairman also appearing there in the video at some point. And it was very shocking to hear him say that all of that money that was used and kept in the vault was actually laundered, and therefore it was used to pay bribes. And even the money that Gavin Watson was counting, Agretti says, that money that came to a million rand that we saw in the video was actually about to be put into the security plastic bags and sent over for bribery.
Clement, yesterday he talked specifically about contracts relating to the South African Post Office, to Sasol, and to AXA, guarding the car parking area at AXA. And he mentioned names there. As part of today, were any new names, people who are implicated, were names named?
Yeah, look, so far we've only, you know, heard him name someone called Patrick. He used to be the chief financial officer of the correctional services. And I mean, if you just Google his name in Bosasa, you can see how so many articles have been written about how he was paid bribes. There are claims that even Bosasa built him a mansion just to make sure that he keeps on making and bringing to Bosasa contracts from the correctional services. So that's one name that's been mentioned. You know, ironically, just before we went for lunch, the Deputy Chief Justice was asking Agretti about the kind of contracts immediately after he said, you know, that phrase that he used, which is now famous, that, of course, all the contracts that Bosasa had with government were tainted. The Deputy Chief Justice wanted to know the details, you know, which contracts, which departments, and which people and individuals who are in senior positions in government played a role in facilitating and receiving those bribes. And, you know, Agretti said he would mention those names after the break, after we come back from the lunch break. Well, we did come back for the lunch break, but that had to be postponed because of the security situation. So I imagine now we would have more names that he would have mentioned, okay, particularly then, of those who are in government. But
they'll come tomorrow,
that has
then
to be postponed. That'll probably be tomorrow.
Clement Magnotella of Eyewitness News, thank you.